Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. India and Japan launch AI dialogue and joint working group on critical minerals. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says, partnership between two sides holds immense potential to de-risk global economy. Canada and China strike trade deal, lowering tariffs on electric vehicles and canola to boost economic ties. President Donald Trump threatens tariffs on countries opposing US claim on Greenland. Death toll in Iran crosses 3,000 after crackdown on anti-government protests as country returns to uneasy calm. And in cricket, India to take on Bangladesh in their second Group A match of Men's Under-19 ODI World Cup in Zimbabwe this afternoon. And now the news in detail. India and Japan have unveiled new initiatives to push bilateral cooperation in the sector of artificial intelligence or AI and critical minerals during the 18th strategic dialogue between the two countries. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, the External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Japanese counterpart Toshimitsu Motegi participated in the dialogue in the national capital. Mr. Jaiswal said during the meeting, the two leaders launched a new AI dialogue and also decided to convene a joint working group on critical minerals.
The ministers launched the AI dialogue so as to give a coherent push to bilateral cooperation between the two countries in this particular sector. On economic security, this is an important issue of engagement between the two countries, not just for our economies, but for the economies of the world at large. Both sides also decided to convene the joint working group on critical minerals under the Economic Security Initiative to advance our collaboration in the fields of rare earths and critical minerals.
Earlier, speaking at the 18th India-Japan Strategic Dialogue, Dr. S. Jaishankar said that India and Japan hold immense potential for shaping the world order and de-risking the international economy.
Economic security today is particularly paramount. I think both our countries attach enormous importance to it. And how to de-risk our own economies and how to de-risk the international economy are both very important. So we will be discussing resilient supply chains, critical minerals, how to address energy, health, and maritime security. Next year, we will celebrate the 75th anniversary of our diplomatic ties. Special and strategic and global partnership is on a continuously upward trajectory.
MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal, while briefing media, also spoke on escalating tensions in the West Asian region. Mr. Jaiswal said India is keeping a close eye on the prevailing situation in Iran after deadly protests in the country. He said around 9,000 citizens, mostly students, are currently living in Iran. Mr. Jaiswal said in recent weeks, exiled Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi urged Iranians to continue protesting and promised to return to Iran if the regime falls. Protests in Iran began on the 28th of last month after the struggling economy, soaring inflation, and collapse of Iran's currency leading to widespread destruction in the country. Several Indian nationals arrived in New Delhi late last night from Iran. Talking to media, an Indian national thanked the government for their support and cooperation. On the Chabahar port, Mr. Jaiswal said in October last year, the US Department of the Treasury had issued a letter outlining the guidance on the conditional sanctions waiver, which is valid till 26th of April this year. He said India remains engaged with the US side in working out this arrangement. Meanwhile, the death toll in the West Asian country from the country's crackdown on anti-government protests has crossed 3,000, according to activists, as the country shows signs of returning to normalcy. An uneasy calm appears on the streets in Tehran and shops have reopened, but a week-long internet blackout remains in place. Amid the uneasy calm, a hardline cleric, Ayatollah Ahmad Khatami, called for the death penalty of detained protesters and threatened US President Donald Trump. However, President Trump thanked Iranian leaders for cancelling hundreds of executions. Canada and China have agreed to a trade deal aiming to strengthen economic ties and lowering tariffs on electric vehicles or EVs and cannula. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney said the deal would gradually allow up to 70,000 Chinese EVs into Canada over 5 years at a 6.1% tariff, down from the 100% tariff under Justin Trudeau. The agreement also covers agricultural products, with China set to reduce tariffs on Canadian cannula seeds, meal, lobsters, crabs and peas starting 1st of March, potentially unlocking nearly $3 billion in export orders. The deal diverges from US policy on Chinese EVs, but has received support from President Donald Trump. Some Canadian leaders, including Ontario Premier Doug Ford, criticized the move for potentially harming domestic industries. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to impose trade tariffs on countries that oppose U.S.'s plan to acquire Greenland. Talking to reporters outside the White House, President Trump said that Greenland is important to protect U.S. from Russia and China's growing presence in the Arctic.
We need Greenland for national security very badly. If we don't have it, we have a big hole in national security, especially when it comes to what we're doing in terms of the Golden Dome and all of the other things. We have a lot of investments in military. We have got the strongest military in the world, and it's only getting stronger. And you saw that with Venezuela. You saw that with the attack on Iran, with the knocking out their nuclear capability.
However, Denmark and Greenland have rejected U.S. President's demand to sell the semi-autonomous territory, and several NATO allies have supported Denmark by strengthening security in the region. Meanwhile, Russia has said it has no intention of acquiring Greenland and criticized Western countries over the issue. U.S. President Trump has announced the members of a new board of peace to lead the second phase of his 20-point peace plan aimed at ending the Gaza conflict. The board will oversee efforts on governance, regional cooperation, reconstruction, investment, funding, and long-term stability in war-torn Gaza. Key members include U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, former UK Prime Minister Tony Blair, Trump's Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, World Bank President Ajay Banga, Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, Apollo Global Management CEO Mark Rouhan, and U.S. Deputy National Security Advisor Robert Gabriel. President Trump will serve as chairman of the Board of Peace. President Trump has said Venezuela's interim government has offered 50 million barrels of oil to United States worth $5.2 billion. According to media reports, U.S. has already completed a first sale of Venezuelan oil valued at $500 million with the revenue held in accounts managed by the U.S. government. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the country's air defense supplies are insufficient, with several systems lacking missiles. His remarks came after heavy Russian attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure, leaving thousands without heat or electricity during a harsh winter. In a social media post last evening, President Zelensky called on Ukraine's allies to provide for faster missile deliveries, stressing that aid does not mean bombings or winter hardships will end immediately. In the men's under-19 cricket ODI World Cup, India will take on Bangladesh in their second Group A match at Bulawayo in Zimbabwe this afternoon. The match will start at 1 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India defeated United States by 6 wickets using DLS method in the rain mart opening game. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and Japan launch AI dialogue and joint working group on critical minerals. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says partnership between two sides holds immense potential to de-risk global economy. Canada and China strike trade deal lowering tariffs on electric vehicles and cannula to boost economic ties. President Trump threatens tariffs on countries opposing U.S. claim on Greenland. Death toll in Iran crosses 3,000 after crackdown on anti-government protests. And in cricket, India to take on Bangladesh in their second Group A match of men's under-19 ODI World Cup in Zimbabwe this afternoon. And that's all in World News.